A sad occasion for a reunion. A large New Orleans family scattered by Hurricane Katrina came together this past weekend for a funeral. It was the first time since Katrina that Chiquita and Selwyn Smith saw dozens of relatives who've relocated across the southeast. Joshua Leves has followed the story of the Smiths and their three children ever since the storm struck, and here is his update now on the family's efforts to settle into a new life.
Selwyn Smith's aunt, Melva Rowland, was 69 years old. She had lived in New Orleans her whole life and fled just before Hurricane Katrina. She never made it back alive. A brain tumor claimed her life last week in McKinney, Texas, where she and the Smiths and some of their other relatives have relocated. Selwyn says more than 100 family members gathered in New Orleans for the funeral.
Most of the family came together. A lot of people got a chance to, you know, get numbers, get new telephone numbers, find out pretty much. It was like a homecoming also, too, you know, bringing everybody together.
He says people shared stories about Aunt Melva, but also felt keenly aware of another loss, the loss of the life that the big extended family has always shared in New Orleans.
Dealing with somebody passing is hard already, and then, you know, even though we're at a funeral and stuff like that, there's a whole lot of stuff on everybody's minds other than what happened.
Stuff like how to get by and pay the bills where they live now. Selwyn's relatives have scattered to Texas, Georgia, Florida, and other parts of Louisiana. Selwyn's wife, Chiquita, says it was bittersweet.
Even though it was under those circumstances, it was good to see people and to be around people, and it felt like a little normal for a little while.
The kids came as well. It was their second trip back to New Orleans. They first saw the devastation over New Year's. 14-year-old Keonti has missed her city terribly. She says she cried at the funeral and didn't want to go back to Texas.
That always be the hard part because I never want to leave. But it wasn't so bad this time because, like, the first time when I actually went to New Orleans and when I left, that time I really, you know, that was, like, really hard. But this time, it wasn't that bad for me.
That's because she's been trying to adjust to life in McKinney, and little by little, she's getting there.
I guess I just said I had to just get used to everything, because I know I was going to be here for a while, so I just started having more fun and stuff.
She says she's been spending more time with friends from her new school. She also now has her bedroom to herself again. Keonti's cousin, Trinetta, was living with the Smiths ever since the storm. The two girls were sharing a bedroom. But at New Year's, Trinetta moved back to New Orleans. Keonti misses her cousin.
Talk to every day, so it's not bad.
Chiquita and Selwyn see Trinetta on their trips back to New Orleans. Their home was destroyed, and a home they were just about to move into was damaged. They've only received one insurance check for some destroyed contents. So Selwyn goes back often to tend to business, and Chiquita sometimes goes as well. She feels caught between two worlds.
It's hard to settle when I still have unfinished business in New Orleans. It's just like a person commuting from place to place, like a job, you know?
She says right now her life feels like work, and she worries it may be this way for months to come. But she says she takes comfort in knowing that the whole extended family and tens of thousands of people like them are having similar experiences. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves.
And you can see our entire series of reports on the Smith family and pictures at our website, npr.org.